This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora, what's up?
Actually, my mic's trying to run away from me. I'm just going to switch off. I'll let you rev up.
I'll just rev up the engine.
Okay.
Yeah, so today we're looking at Doggy Style, which is the debut album from Snoop Dogg.
Yes, I know it well.
Or as he was known then, Snoop Doggy Dogg. He seems to have had 100 name changes over the years. My personal favourite is Snoop Lion.
Snoop Lion, when he found out about reggae, and he realised he is Ja.
Reggae and weed.
Yeah.
But of course, he's always been like a weed connoisseur.
Well, he's always been Irie, that's for sure.
So it's turning 25. Quite a significant album. So just a bit of background about old Snoop. He was born in 1971 in Long Beach, California. And he began making music in his teens with his cousin, Nate Dogg, rest in peace, and their friend Warren G. And they called themselves 213. And they used to make these sort of home mixtapes together, as you do. And eventually one of these tapes ended up being heard by a certain producer by the name of Dr. Dre, who at the time was working for Death Row Records, and he called Snoop and invited him for an audition, and immediately they hit it off, and Snoop ended up on Dr. Dre's debut solo album, The Chronic, in 1992, which was, of course, a massive success and helped usher in what was known as G-Funk in LA rap. And so after the success of The Chronic, Dr. Dre and Snoop sat down and they began recording what became Doggy Style. And these two albums, they're often associated together because obviously Dr. Dre and Snoop are on both, and it was part of the whole Death Row Records collective, along with the likes of Warren G and the Dog Pound and Nate Dogg as well. And musically, it continued on the sound and themes of The Chronic, both in terms of that G-Funk sound, the classic G-Funk sound, use of funk samples and Dr. Dre's classic production, as well as the lyrical themes and this quite strong realistic take of life as a gangster growing up in that, you know, tough life of LA in the 80s and the 70s and living in places like Compton and everything that went with that. Snoop was rapping about his own experiences here, his tough upbringing, the reality of the street, and obviously lots of sex, lots of drugs.
Sex in the morning.
Not gonna lie, there's a lot of sex and drugs in these songs, in these lyrics.
Yeah. Hard out.
Of course, but it was actually it was a slow process. And in fact, the last part of the recording ended up being quite rushed because the deadline for the release of the album arrived, and the record label wanted it released instantly, and distributor said it had to be finished now or they would cancel the release. So,
oh, I want my record now,
give
Daddy.
It to me now. Exactly. So basically, Dr. Dre had to spend the last 48 hours of the sessions mixing the album and inserting all the skits to get it finished.
That is insane.
So,
have you ever stayed up for 2 days? I'm studying. I've done that.
Maybe once upon a time.
Yeah, I got on the spirulina pills and tried to make this conceptual document.
Really?
It was terrible.
Spirulina pills?
Yeah, spirulina pills. They're it's seaweed, you know?
That's so cool.
I know, it's ridiculous. But I mean, I mean, that was terrible. What he created in 48 hours was amazing.
Goodness gracious, tell me about it. But in the end, they got it finished and it came out. And we're going to play the debut solo single from Snoop Dogg, actually. This was the first single from the album. It's called Who Am I, What's My Name? It famously features samples and interpolations of George Clinton's Atomic Dog, very instantly recognizable, and also Parliament's Give Up the Funk as well. And you'll instantly hear that it has that classic G-Funk Dr. Dre production. Can't miss it.
Depths face of the sea. Back to the block, Snoop Doggy Dogg, Funky, yeah, the dot. Went solo on that ass, but it's still the same. Long Beach is the spot where I serve my cane. Follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me, but don't lose your grip. Nine trizzies, the years in for me to fuck up shit. So I ain't holding nuts back, and motherfucker, I got five on the 20 sack. It's like that, and as a matter of fact, cause I never hesitate to put a nigga on his back.
Yeah, so keep out the manuscript. You see that it's a must we drop gangsta shit.
What's my motherfucking name? To the wild, creeping and crawling, Yiggy, yes, yo, and Snoop Doggy Dogg in the motherfucking house like every day. Dropping shit with my nigga, Mr. Dr. Dre. Like I said, niggas can't fuck with this. And niggas can't fuck with that shit that I drop, cause you know it don't stop. Mr. 187 on the motherfucking top. Tick tock, now with a Glock, just some nuts in the cock. Robbing motherfuckers, then I kill them blood cops. And I step through the fog and I creep through the small, cause I'm Snoop Doggy, 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 oh. Hands in the motherfucking air and wave the motherfuckers like you just don't care. Yeah, roll up the dank and pour the drink and watch it stink.
Why?
Cause doggies on the gang. My bank rolls on swole. My shit's on hit legit, now I'm on parole. Stroke. With the dog pound right behind me and up in your bitch is where you might find me. Playing that Jeep thing. She want the nigga with the biggest nuts. And guess what? Is I and I am him, slim with the tilted brim. What's my motherfucking name?
That vocalist can make something like Snoopy Dogg sound so sensual and beautiful.
I don't know. It's amazing.
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
And we're going to cut to a tiny little baby little tiny little break. And then we're going to come.
Tiny little baby little tiny little break.
Yeah, yeah. Like a sweet little tiny little break. And then we're going to come back with some more Snoop Dogg.
Snoop, Snoop.
All right.
New Zealand. Snoop. Land of pioneers.
Kate Shepherd, that Timaru bloke that invented planes, Rutherford split the atom.
And every morning, we're the first country to wake up, see the sunshine, and need a bloody coffee. For that, we've got Derek Townsend, Caffeine's Edmund Hillary, bringing New Zealand the Cafe Society with DKD in the 80s, visionary inventor of the flat white, and since 1997, he's been roasting New Zealand's best coffee. Carajo's Coffee Company, coffee with a conscience. Carajo's.co.nz.
Heading home for Christmas? Skip it! Skip the new low-cost, no-stress North Island Bus Express. Cheaper, faster, funner. Go to skip.travel today.
This is a bit awkward, eh?
Yeah, blind dates.
Did you see the new Transformers movie?
Nah.
Some weather we're having.
Yeah, surf on the west coast is an absolute zero.
Oh my god, do you surf? That is so sexy.
Well, I like to say informed. Yesterday, zero. Oh. Day before, one. But last Tuesday, it was a four. Major swells. Epic.
Don't stop. I love this.
Shaka.
The 95 BFM Surf Report. All the surf, all the time. Brought to you by Pro Gear Professional Photographics.
Yeah, I mean, it was actually a tiny little break. For those of you who have just tuned in, this is Morning Glory with Geneva, and we are doing the anniversary album of 2018, I guess, the last one.
It is.
With Sam Smith,
so hello. Going out in style.
Going out where there is stale.
Exactly. So the next track we're going to play is a track called Ain't No Fun If The Homies Can't Have None. And this is track number 12, and it features a bit of an all-star cast, Snoop, of course, and Nate Dogg and Warren G.
Yay!
You're back now at the Jack Off Hour. This is DJ Easy Dick. On Devin Balls, right now, something new by Snoop Doggy Dogg. And this one goes out to the ladies from all the guys. A big bow wow wow. Because we're going to make it a little mystery here tonight. This is DJ Easy Dick on the station that slaps you across your fat ass with a fat dick.
When I met you last night, baby, before you opened up your gap, I had a respect for your lady, but now I take it all back, 'cause you gave me all your pussy. Give you a call next time I'm feeling kinda horny. You can come on over and I'll break you off. And if you can't fuck that day, baby, just lay back and open your mouth.
Corrupt, gave a fuck about a bitch, I'd always be broke. I never have no motherfucking endo to smoke. I get smoked and loony. Bitch, you can't do me. Do we look like BBD? You hoochie groupie. I have no love for hoes. That's something that I learned in the pound. So how the fuck am I supposed to pay this hoe? Just the latest hoe. I know the pussy's minds. I'ma fuck a couple more times and then I'm through with it. There's nothing else to do with it. Pass it to the homie, now you hit it. 'Cause she ain't nothing but a bitch to me. And y'all know that bitches ain't shit to me. I give a fuck. Why don't y'all pay attention? Approach her with a different proposition. I'm corrupt, ho. You'll never be my only one. Trick ass bitch.
If you know fun, if the homies can't have none. If you know fun, if the homies can't have none. If you know fun, if the homies can't have none. If you know fun, if the homies can't have none.
Guess who's back in the motherfucking house with a fat dick for your motherfucking mouth. Hoes recognize, niggas do too. 'Cause when bitches get scandalous and pull a voodoo, what you gon' do? You really don't know. So I'd advise you not to trust that hoe. Silly of me to fall in love with a bitch, knowing damn well I'm too caught up with my grip. Now as the sun rotates and my game grows bigger, how many bitches wanna fuck this nigga named Snoop Doggy? I'm all the above. I'm too swift on my toes to get caught up with you hoes. But see, it ain't no fun if my homies can't get a taste of it, 'cause you know I don't love it. Woo! Hey, now you know. Inhale, exhale with my flow. One for the money, two for the bitches, three to get ready, and four to hit the switches in my Chevy. 6-4 red to be exact, with bitches on my side and bitches on my back. So back up, bitch, because I'm struggling. Just get on your knees and then start juggling these motherfucking nuts in your mouth. It's me, Warren G, the nigga with the clout. Woo!
We'll be right back.
Have everyone sing at home or
bouncing
in the car,
jumping, grooving.
Ooh, those are some lyrics, though.
They are some lyrics.
That is some. Those are some situations.
Some situations. Very much so.
We're just a bunch of prudes up here. We're just like,
Are we allowed to say that on the radio?
Yeah.
So how was this album received?
How was it received?
Interestingly, it was received quite well, actually. Many critics compared it favourably with The Chronic and saw it in many respects as The Chronic number two, almost like a carbon copy, which makes, I guess, a lot of sense because Dr. Dre's production is all the way through this record. So it's kind of a Dr. Dre album as well, as much as a Snoop Dogg album. They call this album, along with The Chronic, as the twin pinnacles of West Coast G-Funk, while many said that the album lived up to the advanced hype because obviously Snoop Dogg got a lot of credit for his work on The Chronic as well.
Mm.
So people were expecting big things from this record when it came out. Commercially, it was a massive success. It debuted at number one in the Billboard charts, sold 800,000 copies in its first week, and people went crazy for it.
Brilliant.
In terms of its wider legacy, it remains his most commercially successful record and generally considered to be his best album as well. And a defining album from the G-Funk era along with The Chronic, and it's seen as being one of the best rap albums of the 90s and, an essential album from that period. Since its release, Snoop has gone on to release over a dozen albums. He's quite a prolific artist. He's also widened his skill set, so to speak. He's become an actor, a TV personality, an entrepreneur, a weed connoisseur, as we spoke about.
Oh, right.
And an internet personality. He's quite a character. If you're interested in cooking, he has a cookbook out called From Crook to Cook, Platinum Recipes from the Boss Dog's Kitchen. So if you're into that, check it out. He's a cool guy. He's
cool.
A cool guy.
Cool guy.
With that, we're going to finish with an absolute classic of a track. And this was the second single from the album. It cracked the top 10 of the Billboard charts. It's called Gin and Juice, of course. It also got nominated for a 1995 Grammy Award. And actually this year, in an ode to this particular song, Snoop Dogg set a Guinness World Record for making the largest ever gin and juice.
How big was it?
It was 500 litres.
500 litres.
There's a video on YouTube if you go on, and it's just this massive glass.
So a keg is about 50 litres.
Yeah, so times that by 10, I think.
10 kegs worth of gin and juice.
There's your gin and juice. And there was a massive crowd that turned out, and no doubt no one went home without having a drink.
Yes, that's perfect. Catering to the masses.
Exactly.
Snoop Dogg.
Damn right. So, yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks for another year of anniversary albums.
Yeah, and thanks for coming in so diligently every week and showing us all of the music that
yesteryear that's still just as relevant and important.
With 2019 coming up, you'll be dealing with quite a lot of
nines. So 69.
All right, 1969.
Damn right, so summer of 69, 79, and also fours.
It's a really important year.
69 is a big year.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try and do some artists that we haven't done before, or might have only done once. Because there's an awful lot of albums that I've had to some I've had to drop or won't be able to do because there's just too many. But I thought, why not try and share some artists that we might not have done before?
Oh, well, yeah. And I hope you have a lovely holiday.
You too.
Cool.
And you too, listeners. Have a great holiday.
And for those of you who are already on holiday, I hope you have the appropriate beverage for this tune we're about to drop.
Damn right. Is it too early for gin?
Nah.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard being Snoop D-O-double-G, but I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass shit like every single day. May I
kick a little something for the G's and make a few ends as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you want to do? Shit, I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the doors. But
for what?
We don't love them hoes.
Yeah.
So we gon' smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hoes down, why you motherfuckers bounce to this?
Rolling down the street, smoking in love, sipping on gin and juice.
Lay back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in love, sipping on gin and juice.
Lay back.
With my mind on my money and my money
now
on my mind.
Back. I got me some Seagram's gin. Everybody got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. Now this type of shit happens all the time. You gotta get yours, but fool, I gotta get mine. Everything is fine when you're listening to the D.O.G. I got the cultivating music that be captivating he who listens to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of the street and get to mackin' to this bitch named Shady. She used to be the homeboy's lady.
Oh, that bitch.
Degrees when I tell that bitch please raise up off these NUTs cause you get none of these at ease as I mob with the dog pound feel the breeze be I chump jet
rolling down the street smoking in love sipping on gin and juice
laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind
rolling down the street smoking in love sipping on gin and juice
laid back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Later on that day, my homie Dr. Dre came through with a gang of Tango Ray and a fat ass Jake of some bubonic chronic that made me choke. Shit, this ain't no joke. I had to back up off of it and sit my cup down. Tango Ray and chronic, yeah, I'm fucked up now. But it ain't no stopping, I'm still popping. Dre got some bitches from the city of Compton to serve me, not with a cherry on top. Cause when I bust my nut, I'm raising the box to cock. Don't get upset, girl, that's just how it goes. I don't love you hoes, I'm out the dough. And I'll be
rolling down the street, smoking in love, sipping on gin and juice.
Lay back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in love, sipping on gin and juice.
Lay back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in love, sipping on.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in love, sipping on gin and juice.
Biatch.
With my mind on my money and my money.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.